It's time now for a house call from our resident health and wellness expert, Dr. Tracy Linhart from Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center. Call now for questions for the doctor, 1-855-265-2929. Now here's Pete O'Shea and Dr. Tracy.
Hey guys, what's happening? Thanks so much for being here with us. Appreciate you. You're here on the Pete O'Shea Show right here on your neighborhood inspiration station, AM 1110 WTIS. I'm your buddy Pete. I got Kathy on the board today, and we're so glad you're here with us. Appreciate you, because it's now time, as you heard from that sounder, for our time with Dr. Tracy Linhart. She's our medical director here, and she's also the medical director of Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center in Largo. You go check out the website. It's very interactive, very, very educational. You'll learn quite a lot. It's peaksofhealth.com. You can also call, make your appointment, get over there and get your life back. Get to the peak of health by calling 727-826-0838. Hi, Dr. Linhart. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
You are good. You're awesome. You're like awesome and a half.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. All right. Now, this week, we want to talk about something that doesn't sound so good. Certainly, it's not something you want by choice. As soon as I heard it, I said, I don't really want this.
No, most people don't want this.
No, you don't want this. It's called leaky gut syndrome. What's the actual medical term for it?
Oh, it's called impermeable gut syndrome.
Oh, wow. Or hyper, what's the other one? Hyperpermeability?
Hyperpermeable.
Yeah, that's him too. Anyways, tell me, what is leaky gut?
Well, leaky gut is kind of when, you know, we have these tight junctions in our gut. So nothing's supposed to get in or out. It's our barrier. It's our immune system. And when those split and open up, then things can get leaked through. And then things that we're not supposed to be exposed to or outside from our inside world can come together.
Why does that happen? Why does it spread apart? What happens?
Well, there's a lot of things that'll do it. You know, things, poor diet, stress, infections. A lot of people get candida or fungus. They get parasitic infections. You know, we have a lot of people that are on antibiotics. We have a lot of people that, you know, birth control pills are one of the things that can cause leaky gut.
All right, antibiotics, you've told me this before, can have serious problems on your gut, can't it?
It can. It really, you know, when we're killing, you know, we got to realize this. When we're killing bacteria, you know, and that's what antibiotics are for. They're there to kill bacteria. They're not discriminate. They don't just say, oh, you have a bacteria in your lung. We're just only going to go for that one. You know, so when you actually swallow it into your intestinal tract, it will kill what's in your intestinal tract.
Which is the good bacteria.
Which is the
flora.
The flora. And that is what helps us digest our food and protects us.
All right. So there's these abnormally large spaces become present now between the cells of the gut wall. And that allows the entry of toxic material. It goes right into the bloodstream now.
You can go right into the bloodstream. And again, these are people who, you know, aren't, it'll destroy the brush border of the intestine, which is where we absorb all of our nutrients. But at the same time, it allows us to be exposed to things we should not be exposed to. And that's one of the things that can trigger things like autoimmune disease.
So you're talking about like fungus, you're talking about undigested food. You're talking about stuff
exactly.
Like that, toxic waste, all that gets right into your blood system, right?
Yeah. And I mean, people with things like Crohn's, ulcerative colitis, celiac, they all end up with leaky gut syndromes eventually. You know, chronic alcohol use is one of the things that will affect it. People with proton pump inhibitors, which are a medication not, you know, that we use for reflux, things like Nexium, the purple pill, you know, that will actually.
That will cause it?
And that can cause it because it lowers the acid in our stomach, and the acid is what protects us against these infections that get into our intestines.
But they don't
system.
Say that in the TV commercial when they tell you to eat those things like candy every day so that you don't get acid reflux.
No, and it's funny. Now in the TV commercial, they're having to advertise that they actually lower magnesium levels and increase risk factors. What they forget is they also affect vitamin D absorption, they affect calcium absorption, they affect zinc absorption. So they kind of only got to magnesium so far.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good. I don't like that at all. All right, so it can be verified. You can actually verify without a doubt that somebody has a leaky gut syndrome, right?
Yeah, there are a few things we can do. We can actually look at the flora and see if it's heavily imbalanced. We can look at IgA levels in the actual stool sample to see if it started leaking. You can actually do a mannitol-mannitus test, which is two different sugars. One should not get through and one should. So if both of them get through, you know it's leaking. So there's a lot of different things you can do. You know, people who never had food allergies before and all of a sudden develop sensitivities to a whole bunch of different foods, that person, chances are, has leaky gut.
Wow. So you get this, you can do a couple of permeability tests, you know, urine tests, stool samples, all this kind of stuff. You can examine, again, the lining of the intestinal wall and see, okay, yeah, this is what it is. You got leaky gut.
Yeah, and if we actually look at somebody's food allergy testing and they have a whole boatload of allergies of what they've been eating recently, then we know for a fact that they've got it at this point.
Wow. All right, let's go back over again some of the common causes of leaky gut, some of the reasons, okay, you're going to get it.
again, you know, candidal infections in the intestinal tract, parasitic infections in the intestinal tract. Somebody who had a massive infection like an E. coli could have, you know, done something like that where they get food poisoning. I know a lot of people have gotten it after a major food poisoning. You know, drugs like nonsteroidals, chemotherapy, proton pump inhibitors, birth control pills, people who have celiac, which is a autoimmune disorder that is an allergy to gluten. Gluten by itself, even if you're not allergic to it and sensitive to it, can cause leaky gut. It's one of the leading causes of leaky gut. So think of all the gluten we now eat in our diet and all the patients we're now finding with problems with their intestines. They all have this irritable bowel syndrome, you know, and most of it is diet related with what we eat.
Who invented gluten anyway? Whose idea was that?
Yeah, that's just the protein found in wheat. The problem is we just modified it so drastically.
Ah, see, that's what happens. Because again, when we hydrogenate oil and we modify food, that's when it starts to become a problem, right?
Exactly. Another group that I have is my athletes, my major athletes, you know, my long distance runners and things. Marathon runners are notorious for having leaky gut because it destroys.
Really?
Yeah, that amount of stress on the body when they're running for long distances like that, it breaks down the gut. So you'll see them sick for a couple of days after a long marathon.
So that's, you wouldn't think of that. You think, okay, someone who like exercises a lot is going to just be really healthy from that. But that has, there's a negative effect to over-exercising.
We're not built to run 20 miles. I'm sorry, you know. But if you get somebody who's doing that, by about the 15th or 16th mile, they start getting GI issues, you know. Now, with my runners that I work with, then we actually put them on a GI program to protect their intestinal system so it doesn't happen to them.
That's why I'm so glad I'm not a runner. I couldn't possibly ever run a marathon.
I'm not a huge fan of long distance running because if you ever look at a long distance runner, they're emaciated. They have like no muscle mass. You know, they break everything down. But if you ever look at a sprinter,
they're built. Yeah, they're built. Yeah.
Yeah. We're built for sprinting.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're not built for long distance.
I'm built for eating, but that's an entirely different show whatsoever. Speaking of which, again, food allergies plays a big role in the causes of leaky gut.
Food allergies does, you know, and it works both ways. People who are allergic to foods that they eat can cause leaky gut. And then people who have leaky gut can become allergic to foods that they eat. So it goes both ways. So it's, you know, this two-edged sword at that point.
All right. So leaky gut is almost always associated with
autoimmune disease.
Okay. Talk to me about that.
Well, again, this is where autoimmune, you know, when you have an autoimmune disorder, you have to have a trigger and you have to have the genetic predisposition for it first, meaning you have the gene that can cause it. And then you have to have the trigger. Leaky gut is one of the biggest triggers. And this is because that part of the DNA that is not supposed to be exposed to our immune system gets exposed. You know, remember the outside from the inside world now comes together. And so it's that exposure that can trigger the autoimmune.
So in other words, if you don't go ahead and treat the leaky gut syndrome first, all you're doing is slightly suppressing the autoimmune disease and you're really not tackling it.
Yeah, and the downside is we do immune suppression usually. That's traditionally what we use, is steroids or things that immunosuppress our patients. And when we do that, we're actually worsening their intestinal system because 70% of our immune system is in our intestines. So, you know, we use immune modulation where we just try to get it to behave itself again and then we seal the gut up so we get rid of the exposures.
All right, somebody listening maybe for the first time, let's remind them again what an autoimmune disease is.
An autoimmune disease is when your actual immune system is kind of misfiring. And what it does is it now starts attacking itself. So it starts making antibodies. So instead of attacking a germ or a bug or a foreign object, it now thinks your body is a foreign object and starts attacking it.
Okay, give me some of the diseases that fit in that category.
Well, people know of rheumatoid arthritis, so you attack your joint tissues. Some people know of multiple sclerosis, where you're attacking some of your brain tissue. Hashimoto's, you attack your thyroid. Graves' disease, you also attack the thyroid in a different way, but you attack it at the brain level. Addison's disease, where you attack your adrenal glands.
Lupus,
where it can attack anything in the body.
Fibromyalgia
is considered autoimmune, where it's attacking the muscles. Sjögren's disease, where the white blood cells start attacking all the glands that produce, like the tear ducts, the salivary glands, things like that, that produce the fluid.
Okay, Crohn's disease also, right?
Crohn's disease, where you're attacking the intestinal lining.
Type 1 diabetes.
Type 1 diabetes, where you attack the beta cells of the pancreas.
Raynaud's syndrome
is a connective tissue disorder, where it's actually, and that's pretty cool because these people can put their hands in the freezer and they turn completely, like, purple.
Whoa.
It vasoconstricts the vessels, so it's a connective tissue disorder.
So all these are autoimmune diseases, and again, leaky gut syndrome is associated with the cause of these.
Yeah, and we, you know, when we start fixing the intestinal tract in these patients, and we start cleaning it up and healing it out, it's amazing how much better their joint pains get, their immune systems get. We get them off gluten by itself. It's amazing how much their pain will go away.
So now that we're seeing this, we're seeing that leaky gut is the plays an essential role. We can take care of that, and then significantly reduce the symptoms that come with these autoimmune diseases.
Yeah, not only the symptoms, but the damage that occurs from them is amazing.
So you can design therapies to restore intestinal integrity and reverse leaky gut, right?
Exactly. I mean, it does take some time, and it does take dietary changes. I mean, it's very difficult because if you have somebody who is sensitive to gluten and they eat it once, they have 2 weeks of pain. I mean, they can have joint pain for 2 weeks after that.
Wow.
So, you know, it's kind of a lesson for them, but they have to be off of it for 2 weeks before they start feeling better.
Wow. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to keep talking about this when we come right back. Remember now, I love you and I love Jesus. Imagine your hair flowing in the breeze as you're cruising down the road, totally free in your pre-owned Harley-Davidson. The dream suddenly dies, though, because you've got bad credit, right? Wrong. It's time to get free at Freedom Cycles, the best pre-loved motorcycle dealership on the planet. We specialize in financing everyone. We don't care about your credit. If you got a job, you got a bike, or even a scooter if you just want to start small and work your way up. Stop by our showroom at 7000 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park and see for yourself. Each bike comes with a free 30-day warranty. We even got a motorcycle endorsement class that costs $250, but if you mention WTIS, it's free.
What?
At Freedom Cycles, we're known for quality, integrity, and honesty. Visit our website, 727cycles.com. That's 727cycles.com to see all of our inventory. Like us on Facebook or give us a call, 727-827-7999. That's 727-827-7999. Freedom is right around the corner for anyone who wants a pre-owned motorcycle at Freedom Cycles.
Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center has moved into a new state-of-the-art facility in Largo. Their 7,000 square foot office has an urgent care facility and features massage and chiropractic care, hormone pellet procedure room, comprehensive and individualized weight loss programs, new IV therapy room with an executive work area complete with Wi-Fi and high-def TV movie area. Dr. Tracy Linhart provides a one-stop shop and practices full functional and integrative medicine. She's board certified in emergency medicine and an advanced fellow of the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center, 1120 Belcher Road South, Suite 2 on the west side of Belcher, just south of East Bay. Visit them online at peaksofhealth.com or give them a call today, 727-826-0838. peaksofhealth.com, 727-826-0838. Reach your peak today.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for being on board here with us on the Pete O'Shea Show, right here for you on your neighborhood inspiration station, AM 1110 WTIS. I'm your buddy Pete. I got my pal Kathy on the board right now. We're in the middle of a house call with Dr. Tracy Lenhart, the medical director at Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center in Largo. Go to peaksofhealth.com or you give them a call, 727-826-0838. Why does that roll off my tongue so fast? Because that's my doctor, who I go to see on a regular basis, who keeps me healthy, who got me back on track and showed me how to live a lifestyle that allowed for me to be at my peak of health. Today we're talking about leaky gut syndrome, which is a name given to a very common disorder in which the cells lining the intestines become leaky due to inflammation. All right, large spaces allow for the gut wall to allow the entry of toxic material straight into the blood system that would normally be eliminated. And we said this is caused by infections and by drugs and by celiac disease and chronic alcoholism, too much exercise, strenuous marathoners get it all the time, food allergies. And it's almost always a associated with autoimmune diseases. So if you want to reverse the symptoms and the damage of autoimmune disease, first, we've got to go take care of the leaky gut syndrome. Now, Doc, inflammation winds up being a key trigger for leaky gut. Talk to me about that.
Well, inflammation is the hallmark of all disease, you know, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, hypertension, any of those things, you know. And so when we're talking about the inflammation, it causes the spaces between the cells of the gut wall to become larger. So, you know, it widens that whole gap, you know, and that's where the proteins can get through. And then the immune system can be triggered. And that's one of the things that actually triggers everything.
So then the protein molecules get absorbed and now everything starts to break down.
Now everything starts to break down, you know, and that's where, again, your own immune system is going to start breaking down, too, when you lose that integrity.
And it's going to start making the antibodies against these larger molecules because it thinks it's an invading substance. It thinks it's something wrong.
Yeah. I mean, it's looking, you know, your immune system kind of goes up to something. Hey, are you self or not self?
Does it go right up to, hey, yeah. You. Hey, hey, you. What are you doing? Hey, what are you doing?
What are you doing here? You're supposed to be here. You're not supposed to be here.
What are you doing?
If it mistakenly thinks it's supposed to be there, it attacks it. And it starts, you know, attaches to it and starts making antibodies to it. And that's usually what will happen. It's something that, you know, is part of our own system. And then it starts making antibodies to it and starts attacking it.
And at that point, the whole immune system becomes very hyperstimulated. It starts overreacting. It starts to just become, it becomes really seriously dangerous to yourself.
Yeah, the kids have a big party at home, apparently.
Yeah, yeah. The kids are just, the inmates
it's a wild
are running,
party.
The inmates are running the asylum inside of your own body. So inside of our own tissue, we have protein, right? We have, you know, they're very similar to those that we have in food, right?
They are sometimes, you know. Again, you think about what foods are. You know, proteins are nothing but links of amino acids. So if that amino acid chain is similar to what our body is, it can mistakenly take, you know, cow or whatever we're eating, whether it be, you know, food-borne proteins or animal source proteins.
So again, these foods, again, they're just like the candida, just like the fungi. They're created, the antibodies created by the leaky gut phenomenon go against these proteins and antigens as well, right?
Yeah, you know, when we stimulate that thing, you know, when we stimulate that immune system, think about, you know, people think about when they get a cold. They think the cold is actually causing the sneezing and everything. That's not the virus doing that. That's our immune system doing that, trying to fight the virus. You know, so
that's your body trying to get it out, right? Get
yeah,
it out.
That's what your immune system's doing to your, you know, sinuses and your respiratory tract. That same thing's kind of going on in your gut. So imagine when someone has all that bloating and all that gas and all that gurgling and all, you know, that's a big war going on down there.
Yeah, it
you
is.
Know, and when you get all that bloating and that liquid, that is that swelling that's occurring.
And remember this, boys and girls, there's never a winner in a war, okay?
No, not that war either.
No, because there's too much collateral damage being done all throughout your body there. And so, again, this gets into the various tissues, gets right into your tissue, and it triggers a serious inflammatory reaction to that tissue, doesn't it?
It does, and that's where you get all that, you know, swelling. And when we get that inflammation and we get that trigger, again, our body gets stressed out, we produce extra cortisol, and it just is this vicious cycle that happens, because when that gets released, it also causes more inflammation and causes more, you know, widening of those tracks. So again, it worsens the condition.
What's an autoantibody?
Autoantibody is when you're producing an antibody against the body. So basically, you're now producing an antibody instead of going after an infection or a bacteria, you're producing it against self.
So if it occurs in a joint, you wind up with...
You wind up with rheumatoid arthritis or, you know, one of the joint diseases.
But if it occurs in your brain, you wind up with?
You can wind up with things like multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease.
Chronic fatigue syndrome,
you know. And again, a lot of the chronic fatigue syndromes are being caused by infection.
And then you could also, it could occur right in the blood vessels, and then you got vasculitis.
Vasculitis, inflammation of the blood vessels.
And that's a resulting autoimmune problem too, and so on and so on and so on, all throughout the body. Wherever it occurs, you're going to get the underlying autoimmune disease.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we don't think about these diseases as being autoimmune, but, you know, it is the immune system attacking itself.
And sometimes it will actually attack the gut itself, and that's when you start getting the colitis and...
Yeah, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, celiac disease.
And what happens if it occurs in the lungs?
Well, lungs, you can get a lot of different things in it. But, you know, again, that's a major trigger. You can have cystic fibrosis.
Asthma.
And again, asthma is a combination of what we call bronchoconstriction and pulmonary inflammation.
So practically every organ or body tissue can become affected by these food allergies that are created by the leaky gut, right?
Exactly. And I mean, this is, you know, again, this is not an uncommon thing these days, because another real big cause of leaky gut is stress. And how many of us don't have that?
Who doesn't? I don't know anybody that does. I know nobody that has no stress. I know nobody. There's nobody I know that can say, yes, I'm completely 100% stress-free, Pete. There's nothing to worry about
with
me.
Exactly.
Everybody does. And again, because the foods can trigger these delayed reactions, it's really hard to pinpoint the triggering entity sometimes, isn't it?
It is sometimes really hard to pinpoint. Sometimes we have to do full allergy testing to find out what they're sensitive to. And then that changes, because as we take that food away, the body's no longer responding to it. And then it starts responding to something else sometimes as we're trying to fix things.
And also, leaky gut may cause an increased risk of an overall infection and a sensitivity to environmental chemicals.
Again, our barrier from the outside to the inside world, things that we ingest, things that we may come in contact with. And again, you got to remember, our intestinal system is 70% of our immune system. So if we just broke down a large part of our immune system, then we're more susceptible to things.
All right. What is the protective coating of antibodies that you normally find in a good, healthy gut?
Well, we actually have one called IgA. And this is an antibody that actually, you know, is sealing up the gut. We also have butyrate, which is one of the chemicals we use to actually fix the gut. So there's a lot of things we can actually look at. We actually look at IgA levels. We do a comprehensive stool digestive analysis on our patients. So we can actually look and see everything that's going on, all the abnormal infections, all the healthy flora, what the actual, you know, inflammatory markers in the gut are.
My flora is linoleum. Is that good or...
No.
Hardwood, I should go with maybe? Carpet, shag?
No. I like hardwood.
You like hardwood? Okay, just checking. Not only can leaky gut cause food allergies, the proteins we consume become activating antibodies, but they can also create a toxic burden that overwhelms the liver, right?
Yeah, because again, everything that, you know, happens in the intestinal tract, you know, our detoxification pathways, all those infections produce all these toxins, especially candida. I mean, yeast produces up to 400 microtoxins as you kill it. And then the liver has to process all these toxins. Well, all that toxic waste now is getting into the system, into the bloodstream, and the liver has to process it.
Yeah, that does just not sound good at all.
Yeah, it kind of gets iffy.
Patients who get severe cases of leaky gut can actually develop serious sensitivities to stuff like perfume.
Yeah, they start getting sensitive to smells and different environmental exposures.
Like cigarette smoke.
Cigarette smoke. They get brain fog. They complain of, you know, poor concentration, memory loss.
I'm sorry, what were you saying?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
I find that in a couple of my young children.
Really?
I mean, I had a young kid that was kind of falling off the growth curve, and his doctor said everything was fine. He was doing fine, but he wasn't gaining weight. He wasn't, you know, he's getting very tired, He had parasites in his gut. You know, we cleaned up his gut, cleaned up his parasites. The kid's doing great. He's growing like crazy, and he's, you know, doing much better in school. And
see, that's so amazing. That really is pretty cool. You can do that. You can, you know, there's always an answer with you, doc. You'll keep going until you find the answer with a patient. You will not stop until you find out what it is. I love that about you. Leaky gut can also cause malabsorption and nutritional deficiencies.
Well, exactly. You know, as all of this is going on and all that inflammation is going on in the intestinal tract, you're going to ruin what we call the brush border. And that's where that's those finger-like projections that we absorb everything from, and it flattens out. And so, and it's also a high risk for colon cancer, because when that happens, you lower something called butyrate, and that is something that protects your gut from cancer. So we actually will replace those butyrate levels with our patients to actually protect their intestinal system and repair it.
And you have a zinc deficiency, you're looking at hair loss, a baldness, you're looking at a copper deficiency, you're looking at high blood cholesterol and osteoarthritis. All these things come from leaky gut syndrome.
Yeah, and actually it's also associated sometimes, especially zinc deficiency, is associated with their anorexics.
Huh.
And it's so funny because you start feeding them large amounts of zinc in their body, and all of a sudden they start improving.
At the Thursday in November, you do the seminar like you always do. What's this one?
Well, actually, we're off of seminars until January.
Okay, good. Take a little break from seminars. Good. I like that. You need a little rest.
Yeah, we do have one coming up. I think it's the second Thursday of November, and that's Dr. Betty is doing her nutritional seminar. So she's going to do the nutritional series for November and December, and that'll be the second Thursday of the month. But I'm off until January.
Very cool. All right, again, peaksofhealth.com or give them a call, 727-826-0838. It could be leaky gut syndrome causing a lot of problems, and that's something, Doc, you can get under control.
That is something we can fix.
Very cool. Appreciate you so much, Doc. You're awesome.
Well, thank you.
And that is our show. We appreciate you listening, guys. We'll be back tomorrow at 3 o'clock with the Pete O'Shea Show, Freedom Cycles, and so much more. Until then, I mean this more than you know. More than I could ever properly articulate. I love you, and I love Jesus. Thanks so much, everybody. Have a beautiful and blessed day. Thank you, Kathy. Take care. Bye-bye.